Welcome back to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, it's day 29 of the UAW strike against General Motors. Couple developments from over the weekend. The union boosted strike pay to $275 a week. It's a $25 bump for the strikers. And the union sent a counterproposal to GM. Chief bargainer says if the automaker agreed to that, they would have themselves a tentative agreement. They are still bargaining. Michigan Radio's auto reporter Tracy Samilton is here with an update. So here we are, fifth week of the strike, Tracy. Yeah. What is it like for the workers? Because it seems there must be a lot of worry about paying bills, frustration.
You really nailed it. You can imagine, you can just feel what it would be like to be living on strike pay like that. We spoke with one of the workers, Dennis Fergstis, today. He works at a GM facility in Grand Rapids, and he says it's a really painful limbo situation for them at this point.
We know nothing. I mean, you hear stuff in the news, and the next day you hear they made progress. The next day, it goes backwards. So, yeah, we show up for the strike and until they tell us not to, I guess.
And the strike isn't just affecting General Motors workers, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, what do we know about the ripple effects of this strike, Tracy?
It is really significant. We have 17,000 GM workers, or more than 17,000 GM workers in Michigan on strike. And that is causing about 12,000 other layoffs of workers at suppliers. That's according to the Center for Automotive Research. And then another 14,000 jobs, and this is just in Michigan, that depend on what those striking workers and the supplier workers are spending. So all those workers, they're in the same limbo here, and I bet they're feeling even more powerless because they don't have any say. It's completely up to UAW and GM and the workers, and they're just sitting there hoping that this strike ends.
And that the workers ratify some agreement whenever they reach that. So the emotional cost of the strike are mounting. How about the financial costs?
They're big. GM is losing about $450 million a week. The UAW strike fund is being cost about $12 million a week. State treasuries are being hurt, especially Michigan. It's losing millions every week in state tax revenue. And then you've got your local communities, businesses, theaters, restaurants. You know, if I'm getting $250 a week, I'm not going to the grocery store except for the essentials. I'm not going to go out to eat. I'm not going to go to see movies.
You know, I think for a lot of folks, you know, they don't remember the last time because this is the biggest, longest national strike since 1970. Mm-hmm. So you've got a whole generation that doesn't know what this can be like and what these ripple effects are like. Now, over the weekend, we got word of that $25 a week bump in strike pay. What does that mean? What kind of signal is that sending?
Well, I'm an optimist, and I was thinking, well, maybe it's just like a strategy. The union is using it as a nudge to GM. No, really, take this last counterproposal. Mm-hmm. Or this could happen. But I talked to Michael Hicks, who's one of my favorite analysts. He's an economist at Ball State University who studies manufacturing, and he had more of a pessimistic view of this. He says it's kind of a bad sign.
They're preparing their workforce for an extended strike. And they have about 13 months of strike pay available in their strike funds. But I think it's a signal to GM that, look, we can do this until the leaves come back on the trees, which would be really devastating for GM. And I think for the UAW, if they don't have some sort of victory out of this, it's going to just signal continued decline in their relevance.
Okay, until the leaves come back on the trees. That is somewhat chilling, I'm sure. You know, I'm thinking of that worker we heard at the top here and just what that has to be like as you're trying to plan your life. Well, and we heard over the weekend, Tracy, that 3,600 UAW workers went on strike at Mack truck plants in Pennsylvania, Florida, and Maryland. You know, not here in Michigan, but wow, that's a lot of pots bubbling away on the front burner at the UAW, no?
It is, and I mean, from what I'm hearing, you know, the union leadership is looking at the fact that a manufacturing recession is probably here already, and a regular recession may be on the way. And if they don't get what their needs are met now, they're not going to get it during a recession. So it's kind of like a last chance for them to get some gains for their membership.
And from the company's point of view, we have to shore up against the impending slump. Mm. And those are not mutual. They are not compatible. They are not compatible. Much to keep our eye on. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton. As always, Tracy, thank you.
Great to be here.